generation into wholeheartedly accepting the 2030 agenda of pods and bugs. And they've been planning this for decades, mind you. This isn't just something they started in 2020. In 1973, Club of Rome members got together and spoke about population size and mimicked the exact rhetoric of the sustainable development agenda right here.
A computer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has been used to look at these problems, to analyze in broad terms the direction in which our world is headed. Sponsored by a group of businessmen and academics, the Club of Rome, its conclusions are revolutionary.
The most important lesson is that we're near the end of our development of society, which has been, we've been going on for about 2,000 years, that we've reached levels of prosperity which carry the seeds of disruption and necessitate a complete relook at the whole world, social, political, and other situations.
Professor Dennis Meadows, at a conference in Washington to mark the publication of his team study for the Club of Rome, The Limits to Growth. It concludes that economic growth always generates a crisis, that the road to riches is the road to disaster. They found that if you controlled everything, including industrial production, no crisis emerged. But this assumes that we will stop getting richer.
We're talking about a system in which the various balances between material output and population can be engineered more or less to suit the particular objectives of a society.
Reorient our activities and our attitudes on a global scale. I think that that is possible, but it's probably the biggest single task that mankind has ever faced.
It's important for you, I think, to realize that you have really the right only to have two children, to expect that you're going to have to make short-term sacrifices.
It's important that everyone should have a concept of the world as a whole and should avoid as far as possible bringing up their children in any sense of local patriotism, nationalism, and parochialism.
We now know, I contend, that we have to have a revolution and we ought to be able to plan it.
So as you can see, it was all about depopulation and lowering birth rates, talking about top-down government control, controlling every aspect of life, including controlling and tracking and tracing every mineral, every single person. I mean, this is the exact words of Rosa Kaur, rest in peace. I mean, she said this in a video word for word.
The United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. It is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations back in 1992. It's a United Nations plan. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. And so many of us around the world think that sustainable development, it just sounds so great. Isn't it about recycling and creative reuse and creating energy and food resources for everyone? And the answer is no, it really is not. It's about moving populations into city centers, concentrated city centers, and clearing them out of the rural areas. It's constructed of non-governmental organizations, corporations, and government in order to dictate and regulate what it is that happens around the world. Regionalization is the stepping stone to globalization, and globalization is the standardization of all systems. All systems have to be brought into harmony in order to control them all. And the goal of Agenda 21 is one world government and total control from a central unit. The principles are public-private partnerships, which is fascism. And this is how it's implemented on the ground, is through this joining together between corporations, non-governmental organizations, and governments in order to cut out the actual individual, your voter, and instead to take that to a level where we literally cannot penetrate. This is a corporatocracy. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. While we are moving towards the end game, we are not there. And this is the opportunity that all of us have now to stand up, to speak out. We are free, and we need to continue to be free. And I do believe that we will win, but we have to become aware that there is a fight.
And if you go over their rhetoric, even from back in the 70s, this is what